At this stage, we're going to talk about a big international story that impacts the tech sector, and that is the story of Google and the fact that there is a possibility, and a strong one at that, if the US government really pushes its case that Google could be split into several smaller companies.
Anti-competitive and pernicious. These are some of the words used by the US Department of Justice to describe one of the world's biggest tech companies, Google. The US government may ask a judge to force the breakup of Google's business as it attempts to challenge the tech giant's monopoly over the internet search market, saying in a court filing that the world's biggest search engine causes pernicious harms to Americans. If the DOJ pushes ahead with the proposal and they get accepted by the judge, it would possibly be the biggest regulatory intervention in the history of big tech. The US government has been considering the move ever since a landmark court ruling in August found Google illegally crushed its competition in online search. Google has termed the proposal as radical and said they will impact numerous industries and products with significant unintended consequences for consumers and businesses. Google's monopoly in the search engine market can be gauged from the fact that it accounts for about 90% of all online searches. The US government has accused the company of using its Chrome browser and Android operating system to attract users to its search engine, where it makes money by selling advertisements. The Department of Justice has claimed the potential competitors have been unable to get a foothold in the online search market. The DOJ added this lack of competition has allowed the company to charge abnormally high prices for adverts. According to reports, the DOJ is expected to submit a more detailed set of proposals by 20th November, and there is a likelihood that Google will submit its own set of solutions by December 20th. Google's search engine is a big revenue generator for the company. This product brings in billions of dollars through advertising displayed in its results pages. How this battle between the US government and one of the biggest companies to have ever existed unfolds will decide how technology is perceived and developed in the coming generations. Vishal Vivek for NDTV World.
Well, joining us now to get a sense of what this is all about, Jessica Stone, a reporter with Voice of America in Washington. Jessica, thanks very much for being with us.
You bet. Good to be with you.
There were attempts made to, earlier to break the monopoly of Google by courts, and that, wasn't successful at that stage. Do we have any realistic idea on what the U.S. government is planning? How serious are the latest observations by the Department of Justice?
Well, what you're seeing now is a series of proposals being floated. There are other options, which your report did not outline, which could be barring Google from collecting sensitive data overall, requiring it to make those search results available to other search engines as well, letting websites opt out of being part of this process because, of course, Google's AI is trained on everyone's data that's out there for searching, and making Google report to what's being termed a court-appointed technical committee. As your reporter said, we're going to get the final proposal on November 20th. We're going to get Google's response by December 20th. So it's by no means over yet. But there is a great concern on the part of the U.S. government that this monopoly is adversely affecting what people can do and really the future, not only the current atmosphere, but the future of artificial intelligence in particular.
Jessica, what are the key factors you think have driven the Department of Justice's scathing observations? I ask because there are all sorts of concerns. We haven't spoken about privacy, but that's one of the concerns.
Yeah.
Google's dominance, limiting search innovation as well. So what are some of the key concerns?
Well, you mentioned privacy, but I also mentioned artificial intelligence and the future of it, because all of this data is essentially training Google's ability to invent the next iteration of artificial intelligence. And the U.S. government does not want them to have a monopoly on that industry. It doesn't really want anyone to have a monopoly on that industry around the world. You mentioned before that there's an estimate that about 90% of Google searches, or excuse me, internet searches are going through Google. I mean, that's a lot of data to train artificial intelligence. So a tremendous advantage to Google. They, you know, Google for its part does say, hey, listen, we do have competitors. We have Amazon, we have Meta, and it's just the quality of our product that's keeping people in the loop. But remember, Google is paying for placement, and they are paying Android phones for placement on their devices, and that's automatically there. They're paying other computer systems, OSs for the same. And so there is an argument to be made that they do have an unfair advantage in that respect.
All right, Jessica Stone, thanks very much for joining us. We're going to continue this discussion. I'm joined by Pawan Prabhat, co-founder and president at Short Hills AI, Mishy Chaudhary, who's a tech lawyer, and Tony Curzon-Price, an expert on antitrust. Tony, let me come to you first. What are the chances, realistically, of Google being split into several small companies?
I think that there is, the chances are certainly there, and as Jessica Stone said, there is certainly some arguments for doing that. And in the language of antitrust, there's been a lot of talk of what's called self-preferencing, which is using your dominance in one place to prefer your products in another, and therefore gain an advantage, an unfair advantage there. I have to say that I think that all antitrust authorities, the EU has in various forms been after Google as well, have a real problem when it comes to the search dominance, because it's not at all clear that a breakup solves the problem. Mm-hmm. And so antitrust solutions, which, you know, came from the late 19th century when you had companies like Standard Oil, which developed very traditional monopolies, you could solve those by breaking them up, and the law dates essentially from that. Search is a very different thing. The money that comes from search is because each individual who reveals their intention to purchase through search is valuable, and whoever owns that single individual gets the rents from it. So whether that's Google or five Googles or Google plus Edge plus iOS, whoever owns the eyeball and the intention at the moment extracts the monopoly rent from that. That's a very different problem from the problem that has traditionally been solved by splitting things up in antitrust.
Okay. Pawan Prabhat, would this make any difference to you or me as a user if Google gets split?
I don't think it will make much of a difference. I mean, for so many years, all of us have been using Gmail, Google Search for free. Maybe we'll have to shell out maybe a couple of dollars down the line, but I don't think it makes much of a difference to us.
Mishy, in terms of innovation, if Google is split, what might we actually see in the search engine space?
Well, we're already seeing a lot of different innovation. Google search has been broken for many years now. Every time you search for something, you are bombarded with sponsored links, etc. A little bit of difference you have already seen as OpenAI took over, that now with Gemini, you see certain answers to any search you put. With Perplexity, which is another AI-powered search engine, we see that the company is trying to understand where it stands in future. It is true that 90% of the search, at least in the US, is owned by Google. And everyone else has a very small share of the market. And that is not just because all of us choose Google by default, but it's there on our phones. Google pays Apple, Google plays, and Android ecosystem is owned by it. And Samsung and everyone, that the default is Google. That means whether we like it or not, we are just stuck there. Being a monopoly is not a problem. Using that monopolistic power to at least keep control of the market and the related matters, that's the issue out here. So I would say that the fact that they pay so much amount of money, which is around $26 billion to maintain this dominance also means that unless a new player comes in, there's not going to be much innovation. Until we saw OpenAI or Perplexity come in, there wasn't much improvement that was happening. So for any of the tech industry, any such regulation or force which comes from either regulators or other companies, it is good for the consumer. We want competition. That's why antitrust or competition law exists, so that we can get the best out of it and not the same company keeps giving us whatever it thinks it's right and keeps collecting data.
Tony, you know, there's been separate examples in the United States in the past. There were cases involving AT&T in 1984, which resulted in a split or an attempt to split Microsoft in the late 1990s. Is there any way of comparing what Google faces with what we've seen in the U.S. in the past?
I think there is. Those are all very telling examples. Of course, there was IBM before AT&T as well. I think that one of the lessons that we need to take from that history is that the antitrust remedies tend to solve yesterday's problems. So if you think of the Microsoft case in the 1990s, this was about dominance in tying operating system with office software. Just at the time when we were all moving into browsers, which made operating systems much less relevant. So it took a very long time for these antitrust remedies to come into force, and I fear rather as our last speaker made clear that in a sense the fact that when the antitrust authorities are now going after search, just as AI has exploded onto the scene, and in a sense I think for most of us who use search for research purposes, it's clear that there are now much better alternatives to Google search. So in a sense, that one of the problems with antitrust is it goes after, in these fast-moving technological markets, it goes after yesterday's problem.
Okay. Pavan Prabhat, could we actually see wonderful opportunities for new search engines? We're all used to Google. It's second nature to us. We can't do, without it, despite efforts of so many others in the search engine market. Very few actually, use those, and Google just seems to dominate. But if there is a split up and if there is a legal effort at sort of keeping Google at bay, might we see greater innovation, greater opportunities, great new technology, which actually might, change the way we look at searches?
I think already a lot of new technology, especially in AI, is because Google made their paper on transformers public and, made that technology available to everyone. Similarly, we are seeing a lot of search for products is now moving to Amazon. Again, but there is a case that whether Amazon is, abusing its position on search. So in general, I feel that even if you break up Google, it's not going to really suddenly alter the landscape. And now we say, hey, there are so many great, search engines. In the past, Bing has tried everything, a lot of search engines. The reason why Google dominates is because it is a better product. I mean, still, I use an Edge browser, I use a MacBook, a different OS, and by default, I get Bing on my Edge browser. But then I have the choice to go and use Google on my search. I mean, Apple, they started using Google Maps at the background, because it was a better product. So I think for the consumers, definitely choice makes things better. The consumers eventually figure out what is better for them and what is not. So if a company is really doing a better job, I guess we should give it, all the advantages, all the chances to really grow and make things more better for everyone.
All right. Thank you all very much for being with us. We'll have to see how this plays out legally. Fortunately, it may not have that much of an impact on users immediately, but perhaps we might have the opportunity of seeing some new tech out there, some new innovation.